Name that bread.
A bagel.
A bagel. Spot on. Who thought it was a donut? Yeah, well, Malcolm, Northerners. All right. It's a bagel. It is a bagel, a traditional loaf, another kind of bread. Oh, now up north, you down here you might call her your grandmama. Up north we call her, you might have it with a curry. Might have it with a curry. What do we reckon?
Naan bread.
Your naan. Yeah, it's your naan bread. All right, Nan. Your naan bread, particularly nice with a curry in. Oh, I should have given you that. Can you catch? I wonder if naan breads fly. They fly beautifully. Well done. Oh, Jonathan, that's not your bread, Jonathan. This is my bread. It's not Jonathan's bread, it's my bread. It's, what bread is it?
Pita bread.
It's pita bread, yeah. All right, named after me. The traditional pita bread. Oh, sorry. What do you reckon this will fly? Oh! I won't throw this one. But this one's got two names. It's just been rechristened recently. So, anybody know the name of this one? I'm going...
Tiger loaf.
It's a tiger loaf, or it's just been renamed in some shops. What's his new name, an alternative name?
Giraffe bread.
Giraffe bread. Tiger or giraffe? There we go, we'll split that with you 50-50 later on. Oh, we've gone very posh now. Anybody spot, where can they know the name of this bread? Name that bread.
Brioche.
Oh, we can spot the well-to-do people on this side. They're brioche. There you go. Well done. Tuck in. Oh, what is the name of this bread? Bonjour. The congregation, what is my name, Ben?
I'm a clue.
He doesn't do the shopping. What is the name of this bread?
It's a stick loaf.
A stick loaf. It could be a stick loaf, but where am I from? Oh, where am I from? Where's my stick loaf from?
A French stick.
It is a French stick, yes. Well done, French stick. Are you ready? No. All right, no, you can have this French stick. There you go. It's a proper French stick. There you go. Oh! Oh! These are the jokes, folks. Can anyone see what I'm doing? I'm on a roll here. Oh, thank you. You can have that one, Jonathan. Have we got any more? I think we're out of bread. But actually, if you could go down to a supermarket, you'd find loads more loaves of bread. There are breads from all around the world. Different styles, different tastes, different textures. But actually, there is one more bread I want to show you. I've not got it here, but I'm going to put it on the screen for you. And that's it. Not so much bread, but maybe a person. Does anybody identify who we're looking at?
Jesus.
It is Jesus. So why is he pictured in our quiz and name that bread? Name that bread for me, somebody. Somebody stretch your nails. What do we reckon?
Bread of life.
The bread of life. Good listening. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And if you were listening carefully, as we read earlier, that's something that Jesus said. I am the bread of life. Jesus used to say quite a few things that would get people scratching their heads. What does he mean? I am the bread of life. They said, Jesus, are you nuts? He says, no, I am bread. Okay? People might have an allergy to nuts. I am bread, the bread of life. And Jesus used to say unusual things. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And people would scratch their heads. And you might scratch their heads, what does he mean? The great thing about Jesus, I used to think, well, what does he mean? I am the way, the truth, and the life. But the very next few words always explain it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What does that mean? It means no one can come to the Father except by me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Said, well, Jesus, what does that mean? And he said, anyone who follows me will not walk in darkness. He said, I am the good shepherd. What do you mean? And he said lots of I ams. And he said, I am the good shepherd. who takes care of his sheep. He always explained what he meant. And he said, I am the bread of life. What does he mean? He means anyone who comes to me will never be in need of food. Is that true? What do we reckon? Do you reckon you never need any more food if you follow Jesus? Thumbs up. No, well, we do need more food. Everybody needs more food. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. But we still walk in darkness. Could Jesus be talking about a different kind of food? What do you think Jesus was talking about when he said, I am the bread of life? What do you think?
He means, basically, if you eat me, you can stay alive in heaven.
Good description. Food for our spirits. Food for our body. He just fed 5,000 people with bread and fish. But then he says, I've got another food, another bread that's even more important. Food for your spirit. He said, I am the light of the world. You'll never walk in darkness. But we know there's still darkness. But for our spirit, our hearts can be filled with light. We've got all this amazing food here that we're going to distribute to people who are struggling or who are in need. And the church for centuries since it began has always been involved in helping those who are hungry or in need. But Jesus said there's an even greater need. The hunger in our souls that nothing else will satisfy. Whoever eats this bread and this food will be hungry again, said Jesus. But whoever eats the bread of life will be satisfied. And you know, people try and feed themselves and satisfy their souls through all sorts of things, through their job, through money, through relationships. But they never seem to quite satisfy. But Jesus said, if you feed yourself with me and my words, then you'll never hunger again. And I, many years ago, and the people who hear who will tell you, when they decided to follow Jesus, when they fed on him and they fed their spirits on the things he did and the things he taught, and the fact that he loves us enough to die for us and give us fresh life and forgiveness and a fresh start, then nothing else satisfies quite like him. So we're thankful for the food that we can fill and share in our bodies. But you know, as a Christian, the most important food that we can share is the bread of life. Somebody described being a Christian as once as a beggar telling another beggar to where to find bread. And that's what, as Christians, we believe, that we, as you come here every week, there's just one beggar telling other beggars to feed themselves and where they can find the bread of life. Let's just pray and ask God to feed us with that bread of life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these good gifts. We thank you for the food that we can share that satisfies our bodies. But we thank you most of all, Lord Jesus, for coming to be the food that satisfies our hearts and our souls. Thank you that nothing else satisfies like you. Help us to feed on the bread of life and to share it with others. Amen.